documents that were forged around the crucifixion, the central event for Christians, and the claims that have been made both for and against Christ's experience on the cross, and how a lot of these were completely accepted as truth and amazing archaeological finds for years before they were dismissed as forgeries. And you give some interesting examples in the book.
Well, yeah, so, you know, we do have, of course, we have the Gospels in the New Testament, which are anonymous, and I would not include them among forgeries, although, as I do point out in the book, they're falsely attributed to people who didn't actually write them, but the authors did make these claims. You get later writings, which actually claim to be written by apostles, that talk about the crucifixion, some really interesting stories that claim to be written by Peter. We have a Gospel of Peter, for example. And it's interesting that this Gospel of Peter, which was maybe 30 or 40 years after the New Testament Gospels, it's a forgery. It claims to be written by Peter. It wasn't written by Peter. It's even more anti-Jewish than anything you get in the New Testament. And so what happens is people, when they write forgeries, they adopt their own points of view, and they put forth their points of view in the name of someone else to get this point of view heard. And this is one of the reasons that anti-Judaism took off so much in early Christianity, is because people were forging documents claiming to be apostles and embodying their own personal anti-Jewish views.
And we, you know, it's hard to get in the mind of everybody who wrote against the Jews in the first century or the early second century, although some of it I've always heard attributed to the idea that it was considered like Judaism was dead. I mean, like after the temple was smashed, after the Romans brought the hammer down on Jerusalem, the thought was is that this was the past. They were not the future. That Gentiles and the Roman Empire, that was the future. And so the evangelists were using Judaism to try to advance the validity of their claim in order to be more appealing to the Gentiles and the Romans.
Yeah, that's a point of view that is put out there a lot, and I personally think that it's just the opposite, that the reason that Christians are attacking Jews in all this anti-Jewish literature, some of which is forged, is precisely because Judaism was a threat to the early Christian church, and it was a living threat. And, you know, I think that explains better why there's such animosity, is because Christians were in competition with Jews for converts and for respectability. And so in order to advance their own causes, they had to attack Jews and Judaism.
Well, it's a fair point you make. The interesting part is where, as in the Gospel of Peter, where how Pontius Pilate is portrayed as even more of a victim of this than we know he would have been. He was a very powerful man in real life, and they make him out to be like, you know, this poor guy who got sucked into the middle of this dispute amongst the Jews.
That's right. So in the Gospel of Peter, in fact, Pilate is extremely innocent when it comes to Jesus' death. It's the Jews who are guilty. And we have later forgeries that are even more interesting. We have books that claim to be written by Pilate himself, letters claiming to be written by Pilate, in which Pilate writes to the emperor Tiberius and says that he's done this awful thing. He's crucified the Son of God, and you know now the Jews made him do it, and he really wished he hadn't now. And in some of the later forged literature, Pilate actually converts to be a Christian. And so in some parts of the Christian church today, still, Pilate has been sanctified as a Christian saint.
I've never heard that before. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the logic is that Christians made Pilate more and more innocent, because if Pilate's innocent, who's guilty? Well, it's those damn Jews.
Right.
And so that's why the innocence of Pilate. But it's all based on these forgeries that came about in later centuries.
And in many centuries after that, then, the forgery of the death sentence of Jesus Christ as written by Pontius Pilate.
That's right. Yeah, that's I talk about some of these 19th century forgeries in the book, in which this is one of them, where you have an alleged discovery of the actual writ of Pilate condemning Jesus to death, which, you know, is just something that was made up many, many centuries later.
But a lot of people believed it at first. It was considered to be the archaeological find of the century.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's why I keep, you know, trying to push people to be more critical and not simply to accept something because they see it written down someplace. Just because it's written doesn't make it true.
Well, and the case, let's go through the reasons why we know it could not possibly have been the death sentence of Jesus Christ as written by Pontius Pilate, because he wrote it, A, in Hebrew, supposedly, which would never, right? And what are the other reasons why this could not possibly have been a valid document?
Well, there are all sorts of kind of funny things about it, including there's a whole list of witnesses who allegedly who had borne testimony to this death of to this document, but you know, some of them are names that didn't exist in the ancient world, for example, that are French names that in fact
right. Capet, you know, or something like that is in there.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So.
Wasn't even a Hebrew or a Roman or a Greek name.